Hi, this is Vaughn from Case 38 Podcasts, and today we'll be talking about my drug run from Advance down to home, and my really, really, really bad car accident I had in Kinabalu Drive. My Kinabalu car crash and the drug run to Advancetown pub. Now, at the time this happened, I was working on as an apprentice cabinet maker and had started 6 months previous. Now, when I started first up, I was driving a VN Commodore that had a rear end that lit up real, real easy. I ended up crashing it into an embankment about 100 metres away from home, from my parents' house, at about 120 km. Now the next car turned into to be a Toyota Hilux 1989 model, so I could truck my road bike, my dirt bike around, as well as enjoying the 4x4 haven the Goldie was back 16 plus years ago, unlike now with all the steel gates and padlocks. They have a sign in national parks, especially my Tambourine one, on how this land is saved for the people of the Gold Coast, but they lock it up for and stop all access apart from on foot, hoof or push bike. Now at work I used to go for moto rides in my lunch hour just up the road from the Marine Precinct, Foxwell Road. So this Monday I had loaded up my Yamaha IT250 into the back and headed off. This Monday was wet. It was sprinkling rain just when I began leaving. Now, when leaving my house, I have two ways of getting out to the main road, but this time I took the back road this time. I entered Kinabalu Drive and came across a one-way section, so I slowed down to take the manoeuvre smoothly, but since it was raining slightly, it had lifted oil out of the bitumen and the rear end locked up on the downhill one-way section and slid into a concrete divider, which subsequently forced me on the driveways of properties over the left side, and ended up hitting three mountainous like driveways at about 60-65. I hit so hard the first time I blew out the front tyres, hit my head on the steering wheel, and then the second and third driveways came along, which ended up shattering my eye socket, cheekbone in four places, nose, and chopped off my eyelid all down my right side. After the third driveway, there was a culvert that drained away to the stormwater. I hit that so hard my seatbelt failed and my head hit the windscreen. I jumped out of the Hilux and ran towards the nearest front yard and just collapsed. I remember waking up in the ambulance on the way down the mountain and I just went straight back unconscious in shock. I also bit my tongue so hard I cut the tip of it off. I remember months later, a future girlfriend of mine said she remembers the car accident as she was on the school bus that went past a few minutes later, and someone had already put a white sheet over my body and head, which looked like I was dead as the head section was absolutely covered in blood, and I was unconscious, so she thought she witnessed the aftermath of a fatality. Weeks, if not months later, I was still bleeding from my eye socket and had the biggest black eye I've ever seen in my life, that even boxers haven't seen an eye like mine at the time. 12 or so stitches holding my eyelid on, and all the swelling from so many broken bones in my face gave me a reputation over the mountain as having escaped death once again. At a modest rate of 60 kilometres an hour was the biggest crash I've been in injury-wise, highlighting injury. Now, just after this, I hooked up with a girl I knew through a mate of mine, and we started off a very unstable and police-wise very annoying relationship with a mid-teens chick that was a Mormon. Now, I wasn't even 17 when we got together, and her mother was strict as. So there was that, and the fact her mum hated me since I was taking her daughter away from her at the time. She had caught us many times in their house fooling around, even though she lived at fooling around. Even though she lived at a local retreat that was owned and operated by her mum, many times we have broken into the cellar and stolen liquor from the parties, for parties at the main house on the property. Strict Mormon standards were not my friend in this relationship. I was selling a lot of product at the time and she developed a taste for ecstasy. I was selling a couple of hundred of pills a week and gear at the time to mates and their extended family members like aunties who for some reason were my biggest buyers. I would be turning up 3 to 4 times a week just to service my mates, mums and aunties. My largest clientele came from the females for some reason. I remember one night I was at a wake for a mate of mine who died after slipping off a concrete step and hit his head badly. I ended up spending more time in the driver's seat than at the pub. Now at the time I was driving a Holden Astra and it was drizzling all night, but that didn't bother me, nor the fact I was driving all night. But more and more people kept coming and turning up, wanting something more than just beer to party with. Well, I was there, so that wasn't hard. I miscalculated twice and had to do 3 trips back to the stash spot on the mountain. I was selling windmill pingers, ice weed and LSD. Pingers were the biggest sellers. They were such a high quality pill that the print never changed for 6 months from my supplier, who luckily was just a hop, skip and a jump away from my house, but was on the hill, which was about a 30-minute drive away. And being in a 4-cylinder, I wasn't worried about the kilometres I was driving. Now, while driving from Advancetown back home, I was still getting calls from locals for me to help them out. So I'm on the phone, highly intoxicated, pockets full of drugs and cash, and on my last trip home ways, I fucked up and crashed the Astra into a fence post on the side of the road. I hit really hard, and I was travelling at least 100. I hit so hard, all of the airbags went off and spun the car 360 to a dead stop. Now I'm carrying a lot of stuff I shouldn't be, and drunk as fuck. So I legged it towards the nearby house to get as far away from the car as possible, as I didn't want to be around when the 5-0 turned up, and called my dad. I waited under the house for him to pick me up, and finally after what felt like an hour, more like half an hour, if that, at like 10 p.m. I escaped the heat and ended up back home, -1 Holden Astra.